this is one of those evenings where I'm actually not going to ask you how you are. But I will ask you, you know, give me this a sense of what Humboldt is right now.
Well, it's been a really sad evening here. We're just all down at the Uniplex right now, beside the Elger Peterson Arena. A number of community members are here. We're trying to support each other. It's been a very sad day. We've got crisis people here. We've got people from counselors here already on site. You know, it's been a very, very rough few hours here.
I understand that you want people to come down to the Uniplex, right? It's kind of a call for people to come down there?
Yes, we are. We have you know, very close-knit community here. The hockey team here has always been a very big part of our community. So we're asking people to come on down and be with each other, support each other. You know, it's been, like I said, a very sad evening so far. And, you know, as the news keeps coming through it, you know, it's getting very tough to kind of digest it all here at the moment. So,
Rob, it's Ray Morrison. That is terrific that you're telling the town to come be together right now. That I can't think of anything more Saskatchewan than that.
Well, we got together at City Hall right after the news broke, and we tried to figure out, you know, what we're going to do, and that was one of the first things to come up. And when we got down to the Uniplex to start setting things up, there was actually already people here. You know, the people were sitting in the rink with nothing going on. They were just sitting there, you know, looking at the empty ice, and it was kind of sad.
You know, Rob, you'll recall when I used to come out and cover the Humboldt Broncos lottery, and there you'd see all sorts of community members, coach and GM Dean Brockman included, working the phones, kind of selling those lottery tickets to make sure that this Junior A franchise had the money it needed to kind of survive and go on, you know, years to years ahead. I'm assuming that we're going to see that same sort of resolve and the idea of getting things together in a hurry. And you can probably speak to this best, just based on being the mayor of that town. As Dean pointed out to us earlier tonight, it's a strong town, it's a resilient town, and getting on track will be difficult, but it will happen.
You know, we've gone through things before. Nothing comes to mind quite this bad, but you know, we pulled through on a number of occasions over the years, and I don't see this being anything different. You know, you talked about the Bronco lottery, and that lottery is going on right at this moment.
Yeah.
And you know, the team has always relied on the community, not just on the ice but off the ice, for support, for financial commitment, that type of thing. And you know, maybe this is a good call out to the province. To one way to support the team is you know, to buy one of those tickets, because you know, I don't know how we're gonna pull this team back together after this. It's gonna be tough.
Oh yeah, man,
and, no doubt about it.
And you tonight, you're the mayor, and you go and you're in the Uniplex, and you're talking to these people, and it's your turn to be strong tonight, isn't it? It's your turn to be strong and compassionate.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, the last game here was the other night, and you know, we had just about a sold out crowd. It was you know, good to see. A very entertaining game, went into triple overtime. You know, those guys were very entertaining to watch this year, and you know, it's going to be kind of tough to go forward on this.
Yeah, the only thing I can say is Elger Peterson Arena, it's just got such a great tradition to it, named after Elger Peterson, who has been part of that community for so long. So to see everybody kind of gather there under a different circumstance, the comfort is it's the hockey rink. It's where people gather. And I think that that's what's going to be front and center, is that gathering place is going to be there for anyone that wants to be there tonight with fellow residents from Humboldt.
Great move tonight, Mayor Mensch, to do that, to make sure that there is this mobile, basically it's a mobile crisis center right now, isn't
what
it?
What we've got is we've got counselors here. There's seven on site right now and a number of others coming out from Saskatoon. So we're asking anybody that's, is having a little hard time with this to come on down and just be with other people, because we're all in this together and we're going to get through it together.
Absolutely. Mayor Rob Mensch of Humboldt, I very much appreciate your time tonight during this very difficult time. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.